Now, you might well have seen or heard about Phoebe Waller-Bridge appearing. I think it was on the Andrew Marr show on Sunday morning. And I don't think it was live. I think it was a taped interview with her. She was talking about the empowering quality of seeing violent women on television. I'll just read you the quote from her. "People are slightly exhausted by seeing women being brutalised on screen and allowed to see women on slabs the whole time and being beaten up. And in some ways, that is important to see. But actually, I think seeing women be violent, the flip side of that, is something instantly refreshing and oddly empowering." Now, this has fuelled any number of newspaper columns since that was broadcast on Sunday morning. And we're going to carry on this morning in the company of Jenan Yunus, who's a surgeon and a comedian. Welcome, Jenan. Good to see you. And also Zoe Strimple, who's a historian of gender in modern Britain. She also writes a column for the Sunday Telegraph. Zoe, good to see you too. So we are talking, I suppose, essentially about Phoebe Waller-Bridge and Killing Eve. She's also the person who came up with Fleabag. Killing Eve was something she adapted for telly. Jenan, have you seen Killing Eve?
I started to watch it, but I knew through about halfway through the first episode that I wasn't going to see it through. It was about the second assassination, that the sort of the stabbing in the eye murder, and I just thought it was a little bit too much for me. So I knew from that perspective that I wasn't going to see it through to the end.
There may be some people listening to this who haven't seen Killing Eve, so I will attempt to describe.
Spoiler alert.
Yeah, I mean, well, it's essentially about the relationship between an MI5 operative played by Sandra Oh and Jodie Comer's character of Villanelle, who is an international assassin. That's just about it, isn't it? And they are attracted to each other. There's a magnetic attraction. There's an enormous amount of cartoon-ish but quite bloody violence. Do you think that's a reasonable description?
I think that's a fair summary.
Okay,
yes.
Zoe, did you enjoy it?
I mean, I found it very violent, and I'm a real wuss, so I often can't see sort of any blood on screen without cringing. But I still have some sympathy for what Phoebe Waller-Bridge said.
Because
the cliffhanger. So I think that she's pinpointing something which is true, which is that, you know, if you were to say that the one tool, the most powerful tool of patriarchy, if we are to use that term, since the beginning, as feminists have written for, you know, at least since the 1970s, violence is it. Violence is the main way that men have sort of kept women subjugated throughout all of history.
Segment 1. Now, you might well have seen or heard about Phoebe Waller-Bridge appearing. I think it was on the Andrew Marr show on Sunday morning. And I don't think it was live. I think it was a taped interview with her. She was talking about the empowering quality of seeing violent women on television. I'll just read you the quote from her. "People are slightly exhausted by seeing women being brutalised on screen and allowed to see women on slabs the whole time and being beaten up. And in some ways, that is important to see. But actually, I think seeing women be violent, the flip side of that, is something instantly refreshing and oddly empowering." Now, this has fuelled any number of newspaper columns since that was broadcast on Sunday morning. And we're going to carry on this morning in the company of Jenan Yunus, who's a surgeon and a comedian. Welcome, Jenan. Good to see you.
Segment 2.
And also Zoe Strimple, who's a historian of gender in modern Britain. She also writes a column for the Sunday Telegraph. Zoe, good to see you too. So we are talking, I suppose, essentially about Phoebe Waller-Bridge and Killing Eve. She's also the person who came up with Fleabag. Killing Eve was something she adapted for telly. Jenan, have you seen Killing Eve?
I started to watch it, but I knew through about halfway through the first episode that I wasn't going to see it through. It was about the second assassination, that the sort of the stabbing in the eye murder, and I just thought it was a little bit too much for me. So I knew from that perspective that I wasn't going to see it through to the end.
Segment 3.
There may be some people listening to this who haven't seen Killing Eve, so I will attempt to describe...
Spoiler alert.
Yeah, I mean, well, it's essentially about the relationship between an MI5 operative, played by Sandra Oh, and Jodie Comer's character of Villanelle, who is an international assassin. That's just about it, isn't it? And they are attracted to each other, there's a magnetic attraction. There's an enormous amount of cartoon-ish but quite bloody violence. Do you think that's a reasonable description?
I think that's a fair summary.
Okay, yes. Zoe, did you enjoy it?
Segment 4.
I mean, I found it very violent, and I'm a real wuss, so I often can't see sort of any blood on screen without cringing. But I still have some sympathy for what Phoebe Waller-Bridge said.
Because
the cliffhanger. So I think that she's pinpointing something which is true, which is that, you know, if you were to say the one tool, the most powerful tool of patriarchy, if we are to use that term, since the beginning, as feminists have written for, you know, at least since the 1970s, violence is it. Violence is the main way that men have sort of kept women subjugated throughout all of history.